Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. Today, we have a guest that I wish I would have known anybody like her existed years and years and years and years ago. And the reason why is because it is so utterly difficult to find the right people to support you as an advisor. So Michelle Wong is founder of Nifty Advisor Support. So Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Matt. I appreciate it.
Okay. So I was so excited about having you on the podcast because of your website's amazing, what you talk about and how clearly you define what Nifty Advisor Support does. Would you mind telling everybody kind of where this idea came from? And then we'll talk about what you do.
So ever since I got in the industry, I was actually on the path to be a financial advisor, but I kind of wanted to start in a support role and work my way up, which majority of millennials have been doing. But for me, as most operational support roles go, they're usually stuck in a cubicle, working 9 to 5, and it just wasn't a good balance for me because I am naturally an entrepreneur. So I knew I wanted to start my own business, and just being always being the advisor's assistant and the idea of starting my own business altogether is really how Nifty Advisor Support came to be. And also, there definitely is a need out there.
Well, let's talk about that need. So you pivoted and opened Nifty. So what does Nifty do for advisors?
So Nifty provides part-time prospect and client support for really solo to small RIAs, also with the full industry experience as well, working in the financial services industry.
And oh my gosh, that's why I said at the beginning of the show, I really wish I would have known. But you know, you're really kind of pioneering this. There isn't really another organization out there that specializes in what you specialize in, is there?
There are a couple, but I feel like they're not at the point where they're still trying to grow and really engage the industry. Mm. So while I was working with other RIAs, people always considered me the Jill of all trades, you would say. Mm-hmm. And so everything that I've done has all been by myself, of course, with support of friends and family. But yeah. It's been a great journey so far.
Well, let's talk about the process. So everybody who's going to look for a support in the way that you provided at Nifty, they're going to want to make sure that you have a structure. So would you mind walking us through your process, please?
So the process for onboarding, so let's say I have the introductory call with the advisor, and I really go over like what their pain points are, if they've used virtual assistants before, why they weren't happy with it, and what they're looking for with Nifty. And then I kind of reassess what I know and see how I can apply it to their problems and kind of go from there. So I do give them a list of technology that we use, mostly to make sure all of our communication is transparent, but also going over what system they use. So like their CRM, their portfolio management system, all those things, and see how we can beneficially mesh the relationship together.
Now, the first thing that comes to my mind is compliance and security. Mm-hmm. So help me with that.
So for advisors, they know that being an advisor on the broker-dealer side is definitely more complicated than being an RIA. For those that are hybrids, I try not to work with them unless they are considering becoming a full RIA, which majority of them are or they plan to in the future. So right now, my focus is only with RIAs because it's a outsourced solution. We still need to sign any privacy agreements. Of course, still making sure that communication is transparent, but also I feel like what's really important is how the advisors handle those client conversations. Because of course, sometimes assistants are client facing, some are not. And of course, if they are client facing, there'd be a little bit more concern, but it's really just learning how to tailor those client conversations.
Wonderful. So totally customized solutions based off of your discovery call and finding out and learning exactly what the advisor needs. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Now, let's talk about, and if you haven't, which of course I'm hoping you don't because a lot of you are listening to this while you're driving, the website is planwithnifty.com, and we'll make sure that that's in the show notes. But I do, so you can find out a lot of this stuff on the site, because like I said, it's a very, very well done site. But you have six kind of categories or six benefits, or I don't really know how else to explain it, of what you do. Would you mind walking our listeners through what you actually can do for people?
Yes. So these benefits have kind of branched from the kind of conversations that I had with advisors. So prior to starting Nifty, I do have experience working with outside RAs throughout the United States. So a self-insured RA is one of them. And those most advisors don't know that when you're either breaking away or you're starting your new RA altogether, there is a lot of paperwork involved, and Nifty can definitely provide help with the heavy lifting. And also throughout that period, you really get to know the advisor and their clients. So the option to continue with ongoing support is always there. Another one, building a remote team. Some advisors are just in a traditional office and they may have worked with a virtual assistant before, maybe not. But building a remote team is definitely essential with Nifty, especially since we're growing ourselves. So with operations, I feel like it's important to have a team just because it is a time-sensitive industry. And having an entire team behind you besides like one support person who might leave you, might stay, I feel like it's definitely a benefit when working with Nifty. A couple other things, let's see. So training new hires. If you already had an ongoing relationship with Nifty, we know your ins and outs. We know the processes that you use for your marketing, your operations, client servicing, prepare planning as well. So let's say you decide to bring on Nifty as your primary support, which traditionally you may hire someone in-house. Instead, you can use Nifty as your support, and then maybe you think on bringing a new advisor instead, and we can definitely help kind of bring that advisor into the loop versus having them start from the beginning as support and having them possibly leave your firm, as I know that a lot of advisors have trouble retaining talent. So that's one option. And just overall, using a virtual assistant helps you stay productive, make sure the quality of your client experience is always tangible. And love working with advisors.
Well, I have a quick personal anecdote. I hired a personal assistant about a year ago. She was a referral from a friend of mine. And I couldn't believe how much relief she was able to provide me. She was in North Carolina and I'm in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I talked to her as needed and she billed me in a very, very efficient manner where I was really able to track her time. And there were funny things that she would put in there more like, I only spent 2 minutes on that. I'm like, okay, well, I'll pay you for the 2 minutes, but wow, you did that in 2 minutes? Yeah, that would have taken me 15 minutes to do because of whatever. But she was wildly efficient and I love that. I want to talk a little bit about the paraplanner services because you are a CFP candidate. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So you're getting the education behind you. You have a degree in finance, right? And so tell us a little bit more about the paraplanning services. And one of the things that I really love on your website is it says, not ready for the full commitment, hire us on an as needed basis. Now, Michelle, I know advisors all over the country, and I know that there are people listening right now who could really help with client service and operations, marketing and communications and paraplanning services. But I want to highlight the paraplanning services because I think a lot of advisors really need that assistance, but they're not very confident in outsourcing. Talk to us a little bit about your paraplanning services and how that can help.
So for paraplanning, it revolves around data entry, creating reports, and managing your planning process. The most popular planning software out there that I know right now is eMoney, MoneyGuide Pro, Right Capital. So it's really making sure that once you have that meeting with that client, that Nifty can help work or move your client along or move that prospect along in the planning process? Because I know a lot of advisors kind of get lost, especially when you have a lot of prospect meetings, but just making sure that Nifty helps pretty much as the right hand for your current planning process altogether.
I love the fact that you do the data entry, because that's what a lot of the single advisors, in fact, I was working with this advisor a couple, 2-3 years ago, who was in Atlanta, and that's what was killing him. You know, he would get done with the meeting and then he had all of this work to do with entry. And he was spending so much of his time doing that where he could have outsourced that to somebody like you. I think that's super awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Now, how many people can you handle? I'm going to put you on the spot there a minute because, you know, you're on a podcast that has a pretty substantial amount of listeners. I'm assuming that you're going to get some phone calls. You're going to be building up the team. So this is people who are like you, but right now they can hire you directly, could they?
Yes, they can. So while building Nifty, I'm definitely very much a planner, just like all the other advisors out there. But I'm in this business of providing operational services. So every time I think of something, I think of scalability.
Sure.
So my long-term goal is to build a team. And right now, even though I'm kind of wearing multiple hats, I definitely want to hone in on a focus and bring in specialized people when that capacity is reached. But still, I know it's important to have that ongoing relationship with one person, right, with one advisor. So when I do bring a larger team, each advisor will have like a dedicated representative in that case, just because you don't want to build a rapport with your support person and then suddenly you're switching somebody else and you're stuck in a queue. So that's definitely something to think about in the long run.
Yeah, Michelle, my virtual assistant handled 10 coaches.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
She was just really efficient and, you know, she was really good with her time. And I know, you know, that's the sort of stuff that you're bringing to the table. So I love the fact that we're getting you on early. So hopefully you'll be able to really, you know, meet whatever goals you have. My background is as a life coach. So I do like helping people, you know, achieve their goals. And I love that you're already thinking about scalability. And part of that is you have that systems mindset and you're looking at everything from a systems mindset. Well, let's just take a second, if you don't mind. I'd like to get to know you just a smidge better. Of course, I was on your website and clicked on you. Now, you have a dual degree, right? Because you also majored in music. Is that right?
Minored in music. Sorry. So I went to the University of Maryland, Baltimore County initially to study music. I had this crazy idea of being a DJ and I don't know, just something about music and performing to other people and making them happy just really attracted me. Mm-hmm. But that didn't work out just because I didn't know you had to be extremely good to major in music altogether. Mm-hmm. So my second option was business. Mm. And for those who know who or what UMBC is, they do not have a business school, but they do have an economics degree. And at the time, I was actually thinking about transferring to another school for business, but my sorority sisters made me stay. So I majored in financial economics, and then I settled for a music minor at the time.
Nice. Something else that I liked about your site as an option for people is just your overall level of communication. Now, you are pretty darn active on social media. You are a member of a very exclusive women in finance group, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if people want to connect with you, what really is the best way for them to reach out?
So I'm happy to connect with anyone on LinkedIn. I'm very open and I love networking, meeting new people. In addition, you can definitely go to my website, planwithnifty.com. If you scroll to the bottom where it says contact us, you click on that link. It'll take you directly to my Calendly page and you can schedule a call with me and I'm happy to speak with you.
You know, Calendly is another one of those wicked efficient tools that I just don't think people take advantage of enough. So what have I not asked you? What sort of questions did I miss today that should highlight a little bit more about Nifty, about you, or about the need?
I think in addition to starting Nifty, I did notice that the majority who are attracted to my services are minorities or women, mm-hmm. or a combination of both. And I thought it was really interesting. And how I said that I wanted to scale, one of the reasons internally I wanted to start a business is to provide more opportunities for minorities and females in the wealth management space. Mm-hmm. Just to provide, you know, as a virtual team, there's a lot more flexibility with work and life options in general. And I really feel like starting your own business and being a minority, kind of like what I call the double minority. I feel like this really brings an opportunity for women to learn about the financial services industry and kind of get their feet wet and not feel as if financial advising is the only option for them. So that's what I really want to relay about Nifty and how we're here to support any women organization or any organization that supports diversity. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, you are you're definitely in the right groups already to get your name and face and what you offer out there. And of course, all of us at Top Advisor Marketing will do our best to get your message out. I absolutely think that this is a brilliant idea. As a person who's used a virtual assistant in the past and who's worked with advisors who desperately need some support, but they can't afford a full-time person that they could hire you in this situation as an as needed basis in doing the things that, you know, they have things that they should do with their time other than what stuff that you help them with, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Wonderful. Well, Michelle, thank you very much for being on the show. I'm so excited, and we're going to make sure that we have Plan with Nifty in the show notes. We'll make sure that we have your LinkedIn connection in the show notes. That's how you and I, well, we connected, but also my assistant, who's in the Women in Finance group, connected with you there, because we have a very strong push for this late half of 2018 and all of 2019 to do our best to get 51% of the population's voice out in the marketplace, which of course happens to be women. And we want to make sure that people like you who are starting up their businesses, who are taking this risk, that we can provide you with the support that you need, because we desperately need people like you in our marketplace. So thanks a lot.
Perfect. Thanks, Matt, for having me.
You're welcome. And if you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. That way, every time we come out with a podcast and feature somebody like Michelle, it'll show up directly on your listening device. If you haven't followed us on social media, make sure that you check out Top Advisor Marketing and or me or Kirk Lowe on social media, especially LinkedIn. We're very, very active there, and we would love to communicate with you and do exactly what Michelle was just talking about, which is to openly connect with you, answer some questions, and hopefully build a long-term relationship. So for everybody at Nifty Advisor Support and Top Advisor Marketing, this is Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best-kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.